the highest and most prestigious award that is bestowed by the United States of America's government is the Congressional Medal of Honor. The Medal of Honor is bestowed upon only those that have committed extraordinary acts of valor. And since 1861, when President Abraham Lincoln gave the first Medal of Honor, it was only been given to those that have distinguished themselves by going way above what is expected of them. Or to use the exact wording of Congress, the award is given to those that have conspicuous gallantry and intrepidity at the risk of life above and beyond the call of duty. The United States understands that the greatest possible achievement one can have is when one is able and willing to go above and beyond the call of duty. Because we understand that when one is only willing to go above and beyond the call of duty, especially at the risk, at the sacrifice of one's own life or one's own convenience, one's own selfish needs, one only goes above and beyond the call of duty when one is utterly devoted and has tremendous love to one's country, to one's cause, one's ideal, for whatever one is willing to go above and beyond the call of duty. Just like when it comes to somebody that you love, the more you love somebody, the more you're willing to go above and beyond the call of duty, the more you're willing to go above and beyond what's expected to you because you love and are devoted to this person. In Torah, the willingness to go above and beyond the call of duty is known as mehadrin. Even though here in America, mehadrin, like everything else, has become like a brand name to get you to buy stuff and to sell things. But really, the word mehadrin in Torah means to go above and beyond the call of duty, to have devotion and to distinguish oneself, to serve Hashem more than one is obligated to according to the letter of the law. And the truth is that we already find in Torah itself a source for the need to serve Hashem above and beyond the call of duty, lemahadrin. We actually say it every day a couple of times. For the Torah says that we have to love Hashem, v'ahavtas Hashem elokecha, with all our hearts, with all our soul, and bechol me'odecha. What is bechol me'odecha? To love God, bechol me'odecha. Now, the Hebrew word me'od usually is translated as very or a lot. What does it mean that we're told to love Hashem b'chol ma'idecha, with your very, with your alat? It means to go above and beyond the call of duty, to have true honor, to be devoted to Hashem to the extent that one is willing and able to go above and beyond the call of duty. And of course, that comes from a tremendous appreciation for everything that Hashem does for us. Of course, we all have complaints. We have things we like to kvetch about. We're all Jewish at the end of the day. We're all practicing for the nursing home. We all complain about some things. But at the end of the day, if we think about how much Hashem does for us, the appreciation we have to have for every single breath we take, every time we could move our foot, has to inspire us to do mehadrin, to serve Hashem above and beyond the call of duty, more than just what it says in the code of Jewish law. And how much more so with what Chassidus says. Not just that we have to appreciate God for giving us stuff, but when we understand what Chassidus teaches us, that all we are just a constant emanation of God's light. Our whole beings are just an instantiation of the light of God in the world. How much more so we have to be willing to go above and beyond the call of duty. But what's absolutely fascinating is when it comes to the holiday of Hanukkah. Because you see, usually when it comes to keeping all of Torah and mitzvahs, how much a person will be mahadrin, will go above and beyond the call of duty, is relative. It's subjective. It's everyone according to their level, how much they feel devoted to God, how much they feel love for Hashem. But on Hanukkah, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, the Rama already says, that minhag poshut, the simple minhag, the accepted minhag by everyone, is to go la mahadrin, mina mahadrin, to go way above and beyond the call of duty. Because you see, to be yotzei the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles, it's enough that one person in the house lights one candle each of the 8 nights, ner ishu beso. It's enough that just one person lights a candle each of the 8 nights, just one candle. You get the mitzvah of Hanukkah candles. Mahadrin, above that, is that each person in the household lights one candle. But mahadrin mina mahadrin, extra, extra above and beyond the call of duty is like we light it. Every night you add the first night one candle, the second night two candles, the third night three candles. Mahadran, mina mahadran, extra above and beyond the call of duty is like every single Jew lights on Hanukkah that you add each night. And then the second night, tonight, Mitzvah Shem, we're going to enter the realm of mahadran and begin adding extra candles each night, which is really mahadran, mina mahadran. It's the above and beyond the call of duty. But on the Yontav of Chanukah, all Jews do that. Even Jews that maybe when it comes to regular observance the rest of the year, they're not always as careful. But on Chanukah, it's a minhag poshut. Everybody, the simple custom is that everybody does mahajan, men and mahajan, above and beyond the call of duty. And we understand, as the holy books explain, because the whole holiday of Chanukah was brought about by the Chashmonaim, by those holy Jews that had conspicuous gallantry and fought the entire Hellenistic Greek Empire, even though there was no threat to their lives, and even religious observance, there was ways to compromise, etc. But those holy Jews knew that when it comes to devotion to Hashem, Jews have to love Hashem b'chol ma'idecha mahadran, above and beyond the call of duty, and they irrationally declared war against an entire empire, Rabban Be'ad Ma'atim, just a couple of Jews against a whole empire, because they knew that they loved God above and beyond the call of duty. And that brought, this is a yontiv that the whole light of this holiday have been brought to the world from devotion to Hashem above and beyond the call of duty. And therefore, it became the minhag pashut, the simple custom of all Jews, to do the mitzvah of Chanukah candles in a way of mahadran and a mahadran, starting from tonight when we enter that realm of mahadran. But that also has to inspire us the whole year, that we always have to be giving to Hashem more than what's requested of us. We have to learn Torah more that's comfortable, give tzedakah, charity, and pray, and serve Hashem, do all mitzvahs more than that's convenient for us. Mahadran, b'chol ma'idecha, we have to take that light of Chanukah for the whole year, because we understand that in order to reach the infinite light of God, we have to go out of all finitude, out of all boundaries, out of all ways that we consider the boundaries, the finite reaches of what we're capable of. When we go beyond that, go out of those boundaries, above and beyond the call of duty, that brings God's infinite light into the world, which is the light of Mashiach, which will be a redemption, l'mahajan. May we see it tonight, mamash.